Okay, Erev Tov, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. We're here at Tefillah Foundations, and we are moving along in the Sidur. And there's actually a very profound idea which I want to share with you tonight. And as we study the Sidur, we're going to look at the Sidur inside, a little bit less of the textbook, although we'll use that too. And through a study of the Sidur, we are going to unearth what I think is a very deep and profound theological principle that is buried in the text of the Sidur. And this, the general theme for tonight will be, it's a deep theme that we've touched upon, but is that the Sidur is probably the most foundational, most important work of Jewish theology. That's the Sidur. It's not the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, it's not the Kuzari, it's not Rav Soloveitchik or Rav Cook, it's the Sidur. The Sidur contains within it not only tremendous amounts of Jewish history, debates about theological issues, but actual profound theological ideas are built into the structure and meaning of the Sidur. And we're going to unearth one of those ideas tonight. And what's powerful about this idea, I don't want to build up too much, but what's powerful about this idea is that it relates to the past, the present, and the future on a personal, national, and communal level. So there's a lot to look at here. So we are on page 373. Page 373, and we are getting to the Birchot Kriyat Shema. Birchot Kriyat Shema. Okay, the blessings that precede Kriyat Shema. And I just want to make sure, does everyone at least have a Sidur, if not an English and Hebrew Sidur? Yeah, everyone has to, you really will need a Sidur tonight. So even if it's just Hebrew, that's fine too. But you definitely need a Sidur next to you. So brachot before Kriyat Shema. How many brachot appear before Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema is the reading of Shema, the three paragraphs Shema. That's going to be next week's topic. But we have the blessings that appear before Kriyat Shema. What are those? What are those blessings? How many are there? There are two? How would you characterize these? What are the names of these two blessings? Let's look in the Sidur. Let's open up the Sidur and find these two blessings. We'll go to Shacharit. What are the names of the two blessings connected to Shema? What is the first bracha that appears before Shema? What's the name, like in Hebrew, the name of the bracha? Yotzer ha me'orot. Okay, so we have, let's do this. We're going to put this Shacharit. This is Shacharit, morning, okay? We have the bracha of Yotzer. This is before the Shema. Yotzer ha me'orot, right? Right, everyone see why it's called. Let's go to, we're not all on the same page because we're different Sidurim, but Go to Baruch Hu. Go to Baruch Hu and Shachari. Right? Yeah. Baruch Hu, as we spoke about last week, is a call to Tefillah. Okay? And then we start the bracha, Baruch Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzer Or. What does Yotzer Or mean? God who creates, created the light. Okay? Eric, do you have that in the Sidur? So go up right after Baruch Hu. Yeah, go a little further. Baruch Shamar. A little further here. Ishtabach, Kaddish, Baruch Hu. Here. Yotzer Or. The one who creates the light. What is the end of this bracha? Where is the end of this bracha? It's a pretty long bracha. Where is the end of this bracha? What are the words at the end of the bracha? Or Chadash Hashem, Yotzer HaMe'orot. So the beginning, which starts with about creating light, also ends with creating of light or luminaries. So this is Yotzer HaMe'orot. That's the first bracha. Everyone see that? Does that make sense? In the beginning and the end of the bracha end with the first, with the same phraseology. Everyone got that?
Where's the end of the
bracha? The end of it. What sidur do you have? It's Yotzer HaMe'orot. Bracha Hashem Yotzer HaMe'orot. And then we say Ahava Rabba.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Baruch Hu. Yotzer Or, Baruch Hashem. Keep going. A few pages.
Then over here, Ramat Hashem, Utsera Me'arav. See that? Everyone see that? Everyone see this basic structure in the Siddur?
Good. What's the next bracha? What's the next bracha? Ahava Rabba. Okay. Ahava Rabba. And if you use a Nusach Sfarad Siddur, oh, it's also Ahava Rabba, right? Sorry. Ashkenaz is Ahava Rabba. Nusach Sfarad and Sfaradim is Ahavat Olam. Right? Oh, is Sfarad also Ahava Rabba? It's Ahavat Olam. But same idea. Same idea. And how does this bracha end? How does this... Okay, what's the last... So Ahava Rabba, the great love, or etc. This is the second bracha. And then, what do we have? We then have Kriyat Shema. What are the three paragraphs of Shema? Okay, we have paragraph of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the second paragraph? V'haya Im Shamoa. V'haya Im Shamoa Tishmo Mitzvotai. What's the third paragraph of Shema? Parashat Tzitzit. Okay, good. Is there another bracha related connected to Shema? Anyone know of another bracha connected to Shema? Let's look at the Gemara, guys. Let's look at the Gemara on page... We're on page 374 in our book. Let's look at... Can you guys see this? Sort of? Okay. What does the Gemara say in the beige, the pink, the skin color sort? What is this color? What is this here? Apricot. I don't know. Okay. B'shachar mevarech shtayim lefaneha ve'achat le'achareha. What does that mean? What's b'shachar? In the morning, you bless two before and? No. Ve'achat le'achareha. One bracha after. What's the name of that bracha? How's that bracha go? So we're looking at Shacharit still. We then have three paragraphs of Shema. Then let's look after Shema. Go to after Shema. Go to the words after Shema. How does the bracha end? Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. So that's the third bracha, right? Three is Ga'al Yisrael, right? Everyone see that?
Yeah.
That's the third bracha. There's some paragraphs beforehand, but it ends Baruch Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, and then everything goes quiet, right? Everyone starts the Amidah. Hashem Sfat Adidah. Right before the Amidah.
Okay.
Amidah. Everyone see that? Eric, you got that? The three brachot. Good. So Shema, as we see, has a most unusual situation where it is surrounded by brachot. Usually we have brachot that appear before a mitzvah. Okay, Asher Kedishem Zadon Al Netilat Ulav Litatef B'Tzitzit Al Tkiyat Al Lishma Kol Shofar. We have brachot that appear before a bracha, before a mitzvah. Here we have brachot that appear before and after a mitzvah. The Gemara says explicitly, you have two before, one after. At night, Uva Erev, how many brachot do we have at night? Let's look at also at night. Let's go to Arvit. Okay, let's go to Arvit. Let's go to Mariv, okay? Tell me, what are the names of the brachot before and after? Okay. I'm actually going to erase something here. Okay, one second. We're going to do Arvit here. Arvit, what's the name of the first bracha in Arvit? Hamariv Aravim. What is Hamariv Aravim? Hamariv Aravim, God who brings the night. Good. What's the next bracha called? Ahavat Olam, right? Baruch Hashem, Ohevet Amo Yisrael. We'll call this Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Rabba, Ahavat Olam. Okay, Ahavat Olam. Good. What's the third bracha after Shema Narvit? Go look after the Shema. What's the next bracha? Bracha Hashem Gaal Yisrael, right? So we have Gaal Yisrael again. But then there's actually a bracha afterwards, a second bracha. What's the fourth bracha? This is Hashkivenu, right? It's a beautiful tune for Hashkivenu, which we don't say in our shul, but it goes like this. Hashkivenu, Avinu leshalom, ve'ha'amidenu malkeinu. V'chayim tovim u'leshalom u'fros Aleinu sukat shalom echad V'etakenenu malkeinu Beitza tova milefanecha. What's this about? What's this bracha about? Anybody? You always, when you go to the end of the bracha, that's what captures the theme of the bracha. And we're going to go through these in a little bit more detail in a second. I just want to get the okay, it's Hashkivenu is help us go to sleep. Help us go to sleep. We're on our cell phones till late at night. We got these blue screens in front of our face. We can't fall asleep. Okay, some of us have babies still crying in the middle of the night, the beginning, the middle, the end of the night, right? What else? What other distractions do we have that's not letting us go to sleep? We have too much work, right? We have to take, I don't know, who knows what. We need melatonin when we're traveling abroad. Or we're da-da-da, we need sleeping pills. Help us go to sleep. Right, Hashkivenu Hashem Elokeinu Leshalom. Okay, but it's also ultimately about God guarding us, right? Shomer Amo Yisrael. So we'll call this Shomer Amo Yisrael. Shomer Amo Yisrael. Right, it's amazing that in the world we live in today, we've forgotten how to do the basics. Right? It's about the basics. I'll give you an example. There's one of my favorite novels. Anyone here read the book White Noise by Don DeLillo? Has anyone read White Noise? Okay. I would say go order the book on Amazon, but in Startup Nation here, we still don't have Amazon. So, but you know, if you can get a hold of this book, White Noise, it is about a postmodern TV family. Okay, and Don DeLillo captures what it means to grow up in the age that we live in today. Book written in the 1980s. It's bordering on prophetic. Okay, it is so brilliant. But at one point, I mean, it's almost comical. But the main female character in the book, her name is Babette. Okay, she gives classes teaching elderly people how to walk, how to eat, how to sleep. Okay, and you think like, what do you mean? Who doesn't know how to walk, sleep, and eat? Right. But it's actually interesting. In the society we live in today, we walk like this, or we don't have straight posture anymore because we have these phones, and everyone has backaches. This is a modern disease and a modern illness. All the backaches. I'm not saying people don't have serious back problems sometimes, but between computers and phones, we've managed to make our backs and our posture much worse. Right? When it comes to eating. Everyone has a diet that they're on, or that they're supposed to be on, or that they were once on. We've added so many chemicals to our foods, right? Corn fructose syrup and all these different chemicals. You read a cereal box and there are 327 ingredients, and they're all fake and etc., right? So we've sort of forgotten how to eat, and we're so rushed, we don't even know how to eat slowly anymore, right? So it's like all these things, and then sleep. Everything I just said about sleep. Right, people aren't getting normal amounts of sleep anymore. Right, you could read about this in the news. Right, you have a psychologist. Right, well, you know, if people would just sleep at a normal time, you know, more, normal amount of hours, they'd be much happier. We wouldn't have a third of society on antidepressants. People would be nicer to people around them. They'd have more time. They're like all these things, right? So the truth is that when it comes to sleeping, eating, walking, we have lost the ability to do these things properly, right? And then we pay lots of money to go to, physical therapists and yoga classes and Zumba and the gym and psychologists and counselors to help us return to a sense of normalcy so that we could do these things like normal people and find balance again in our life, okay? So that's That's Hashkiveinu. Hashkiveinu Avinu Hashem, help us sleep like normal, healthy human beings. Okay, so this is, we got to get back to the basics. Okay, so this is the fourth bracha. That was a little bit of a tangent. This is the fourth bracha of Arvit. Now, and then I mentioned there, we already said there are three brachot of Shema. Okay.
Is there any reason why there's three in the
we got a very insightful student here. Yafeh, you're picking up on something. Yafeh. Good. Okay, so the first bracha of Shema is we'll call it Ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta. Or you know what we'll do, we'll call it just Shema. That's a little better. Okay. This one we're gonna call Shema. Number two is Ve'ayayim Shamoa. And number three is Vayomer, which is Tzitzit. Okay? Yafeh. Now, we're going to add a few more things to this chart in just a little bit. So good. This is the structure of the brachot that surround Shema. Okay? Everyone see that? Everyone got this? Yafeh. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do now is, I want to throw out a question, and then you guys are going to do some chavrut at the end. The question is as follows. How connected are the brachot of Shema, both during Shacharit and Arvit, to Shema itself? How connected are these things? Do these brachot sort of present separate ideas? Or are they integrally connected to Shema itself? Let me give you an example. When we make a bracha before shaking the lulav, why do we make the bracha? To give us a sense of intentionality that directly connects to the bracha itself. It's called Berchot HaMitzvah. Bracha that you make before you perform a mitzvah. Are these brachot, Berchot HaMitzvah, are these, you know, just like we say, Asher Kiddushon Tavzanu, Likro Tamigilah, Likro Talel, Al Nitzvah Lulav, Litatef Pitzitzit, Lishmoa Kol Shofar, Lahadik Neirot Shel Shabbat, Adik Neirot Shayom Tov. Those are all brachot mitzvah, bracha that you make before the performance of a mitzvah. Are these brachot fulfilling this same function, or do they have a different function? Okay, do they have sort of an independent function? How do they relate? We call them brachot kriyat shema. How are they related to shema? Okay, so what we're going to do is as follows. You guys have an English Hebrew Siddur?
Yeah.
Good. Do you guys have?
Yeah.
Mickey?
I've got a Hebrew.
You got a Hebrew. What do you got? You got English? Good. You guys have Hebrew English? Good. Hebrew English? You too? Yeah. Hebrew English? Good. Hebrew English?
Yeah.
Good. So what I'm going to do is... okay, so Mickey, why don't you join with Adam? What I want you guys to do now, I want you to read through the brachot. You do a little bit of English and Hebrew. Let's first start with Shacharit. Just do the one Shacharit. It may take a little bit of time. You may want to write down some notes as you do this. There's no need to rush. Do this properly. I'm going to give you time to do this properly. Okay? No sleeping, especially at the beginning of the Chavruta. Okay? And I want you to tell me what are the themes of these brachot. What's happening in these brachot? And we're going to come back and explain this together as a class. What's Yotzer HaMerot about? What's Ahava Rabba about? What's Gaal Yisrael? You're just doing Shacharit right now.
And what's the connection to Shema?
Yeah, think about what might be the connection to Shema. Okay? Okay, just remind me when I start teaching again, I need to unpause the recording. Okay, we lost a few minutes there. That was about the meaning of the first two brachot. The first bracha is about seeing the divine symphony, how the angels, God created the world and all the light in the world, and we speak about what they do in heaven every single morning. And then the second bracha of Arba is about how God loves us, and because He loves us, He gave us the Torah. Now we're moving on to the third bracha after Shema, which is Gaal Yisrael. Let's look at Gaal Yisrael. Yeah, someone have a question? We're going to get there. Okay, let's go to the brachot after the Shema. Okay? So, I really like, by the way, the Koran Siddur is just an awesome Siddur because it structures the tefillot in a way that you could understand, you could see the, you know, you could see the structure of the tefillah. So, for example, what's the key word after in the brachot Ga'al Yisrael? It keeps coming up. In Amen. True, right? So we end off Shema with Hashem Elokeichem, Emet. This is true. And then that word Emet, V'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'yashar. It's firm, it's established, it's enduring, it's right, it's faithful. Rav Adir, beloved, okay? Everything that you did for us. Emet, Elokeichem, Elokeinu. It's true that you are our king. Through Yaakov, the rock of Yaakov, Magen Yishenu. The one who, the shield of our deliverance. The Dorva de Ukaim Shmokayam. Okay, we go on. Emet v'menachot v'lo yavor. True and faithful. What's true and faithful? What are we saying here? What is true? What is firm? What is grounded? What idea? That what?
Truth.
Not truth. What is it exactly? Goaleinu goela v'tenu 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 v'tenu. What's Ezrat v'tenu about? You helped our ancestors. What did Hashem do for us? What did he do? He redeemed us. When's the first time he redeemed us? In Mitzrayim. And met the Torah Shem Dachan Madachan Anam Anam Mishnah. And Mitzrayim Galtan Hashem Lekenu Mibet Avadim Mitan Yitzik Out of Egypt. Kol Bechorei Meradda, you killed all of their firstborns. Uvechorecha Ga'alta, and you redeemed your firstborns. V'yamsuf Bakata, and you split the sea. V'zedim Tibata, who is it? The Zedim? The bad guys, Tibata, you drown them in the ocean. Vididim ha'avarta, and the ones who are close to you, Yididim, your friends, the Jews. Yidid nefesh. Okay? Ha'avarta, you brought through the Yamsuf. And what did the Jews do at Yamsuf? What did we do? What did we say as a result of this? Micha mocha ba'ilim Hashem, micha mocha nadar ba'kodesh. God, who is as great as you? And we end off the bracha, brachat Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. Ga'al Yisrael is about the fact that God redeemed the Jewish people. Okay? Yafe, everyone got that? Three brachot. And in one word, what's the theme of Yotzer Or?
Light.
One word. Okay, light. Huh? Okay, we'll say creation. This is about creation. Good. And what's Avar Abba about? No, that's the first one. What's Avar Abba about? That's the Torah. Good. And what's this third bracha about?
Redemption.
Good. Let's go to Arvit now. Let's look at Arvit. It's much shorter, and we'll do it quickly. Go to Arvit. And tell me, what are the three brachot, or at least four brachot, about in Arvit? Okay, let's start with the first bracha, Ma'ariv Aravim. What's a Ma'ariv Aravim about? Yeah, bracha. Asher bidvarim, by your word you bring the Aravim, the evenings. B'chokhma b'teach shem v'vidam v'shenetim. You change the times, night, day. U'misader tekochavim. You establish the stars. B'rayom alayla, you make day and night. Kolel or mibnei choshech. Day and night, you know, light and darkness. Umavir yomei v'laila. The sun sets, okay, and night comes. Mavdil ben yomei v'laila Hashem tzvakot shemo. Baruch Hashem ma'ariv l'arvim. Okay, good. That's ma'ariv l'arvim. And you see, it sort of forms like a contrast to this. Okay. And what's the next bracha about? So what would you say is the theme of this bracha? Like, what's one word?
Creation.
Huh? Creation. Okay, good. God is the creator. He sustains creation. Every day, God, you know, he you know, sometimes he changes the time each day, but he sets the sun. The sun comes up, sun sets, the stars come out, etc. Right? Yafeh. What's the next bracha about Avat Olam? Avat Olam, Beit Yisrael Amcha Avta, Torah Umitzvot Chukim Mishpatim. You loved us eternally, so what did you do? You gave us the Torah. Okay. Alken Hashem Alkenu B'Shochvenu Uvkmin Hasiach B'Chukecha. Therefore, when we lie down and we rise up, we should nasiach b'chukecha. We should speak about your chukim, your mitzvot. V'nismach b'dvei Torah. We should rejoice in your Torah. Uv mitzvotach le'lam ve'ed, your mitzvot all day. Kiyem chanei v'rachamenu. This is our life, the Torah, the study of Torah. V'em negayim v'alayla, and it guides us each day. Okay, baruch Hashem, ohevet amo Yisrael. Right. So what's this about as well?
Torah.
Okay, guys, starting to see a little pattern here. Okay, let's go to the third bracha. Okay. What is the third bracha about? That Menachem calls it L'kayim Aleinu. What's this about? How does it end? Okay, Ga'al Yisrael, and we say, and we speak about Yitziat Mitzrayim, okay, Hama'avir Banav Ben Gizrei Yam Suf. You helped your children pass through the sea. Et Rodefei Matzanem Mitiboti Ba, you drowned their enemies. Ve'u Vanav Giver Tu, everyone, God, everyone saw your greatness. Anyone recognize a song here? You may have, anyone know this? Anyone know the song? No? How does it go? Eric, you were there. I saw you. You were in the video. I'm not sure you knew what was going on, but you were there. Your children saw et gevurato, your greatness. They praised you. Umalchuto, and your kingship. Veratzon, kibelu alei, and the Jews accepted. Moshe v'nei Yisrael, lecha anu shira, the Jewish people in Moshe, they went to sing. V'simcha rabba, with great joy. Ve'amru kulam, what did they all say together? Michamocha, bayri mashe, michamocha, nedar bakodesh. You recognize those words? Where are those words from? They're from Az Yashir. Where else were they? They were also in Shacharit. Same thing. Okay, because what is this about? End of Bracha, Baruch Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael. God, you redeemed us. Again, redemption. Mi chamocha b'anim Hashem. Mi noratihi dot osefele. Osefele. Okay, then we do the clapping, and then we do etc. Okay, that is the third Bracha. I'm sorry, Nachon, my mistake. This is up here. Redemption is up here.
Uh-oh.
It's not coming off.
Tissue.
Okay, what makes you think I need a tissue? Okay. Redemption.
Take a tissue.
Okay, thank you very much.
You can wet it. Should we
It's not alcohol, right? It's water?
No, it's
okay.
Water.
I'm just making sure. Good. Chodesh Briyot this week is mental health, so I just want to... This is it. Yeah, so this is... Okay, now, there's a fourth bracha, which is added specifically for Arvit. And again, it's about Hashkivenu, God put us to sleep and protect us, protect the Jewish people, etc. This is about protection. It's unique tonight, okay? So, protection. But it's really...
1990.
Okay. Good. Protection. Okay. Yafe. Let's look at one more example of this, which is not on the chart. I'm going to put it down here, but it's in another 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let's look at the Amidah on Shabbat. Okay. What are the themes? Amidah Shabbat is like, it's pretty short, right? Yeah. You have the three brachot before, the three brachot at the end, but what's in the middle? Arvit, Shacharit, and Mincha. Okay? Let's go to Shabbat, Tfilan Shabbat. Tfilan Shabbat. And let's go to, we'll do Shacharit first. Although, actually, we should really do Arvit first. Okay? It's a little bit structured a little bit differently. We're going to do Arvit first. This is on Shabbat, okay?
Arvit,
Shacharit, and Mincha.
Okay?
No Musaf. Now let's go to Arvit on Shabbat. And let's go to the Amidah itself. In the middle of the Amidah. Okay, the middle bracha, Kedushat Hayom. Everyone see this? Everyone have it? How does it start? Ataki dashta at yom hashvi'i lishmecha. What does that mean? You sanctified the seventh day. Tachlit ma'asei shamayim va'aretz. This is the pinnacle of the 7 days of creation. Everyone have it?
Yeah,
Eric, you have it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tachlit ma'asei shamayim va'aretz. Uverachtomi kolamim, you establish this as the most blessed of days, Shabbat, etc. As we read in your Torah, what do we read in the Torah? Vayechulu Hashemayim La'aretz V'chol Tzva'am. And God finished creation, and He blessed the Shabbat, and He sanctified it, etc. Okay? What is this essentially about, this bracha? This is about creation, just from the perspective of Shabbat. So Arvit is, again, we have this theme of creation. Good. Now let's go to Shacharit. Okay? And that's the only bracha in the middle of the Amidah. Let's go to Shacharit. Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe. Vematnat chelko. Vematnat. Vematnat chelko. Okay. What is this about? This is the only bracha in the Amidah on specific for Shabbat. What's this about? Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko. Moshe was happy when he got his portion. What portion did he get? What did Moshe receive that made him very happy? Be'omdo lefanecha al har Sinai u'shnei luchot avanim horid bi'ado. Moshe was standing on the Sinai, and you gave him two luchot. And what did it say in the luchot? The katuv behem shmirat Shabbat. In the luchot, it spoke about keeping the Shabbat, right? As it says, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael et haShabbat, right? La'aseh haShabbat adoratam b'rit olam. So Moshe receives the luchot, and in the luchot it says you should keep Shabbat, and that's what we say. What is this about Shacharit? What's the theme of Shacharit? Essentially, it's about Torah from the angle of Shabbat, that Shabbat is written in the Torah. But again, we see the theme of Shabbat. Okay? And then, let's go to Mincha. Okay? Let's go to Mincha and Shabbat. What do you think is going to be the theme of Mincha and Shabbat? You think it's going to be redemption? Let's look at the middle bracha again. Ata echad v'shimcha echad. Ata echad v'shimcha echad. Umi ke'amcha Yisrael, umi ke'amcha. Ke'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Everybody. Tiferet gedula. Now what is this about? Ata echad v'shimcha echad. Is that true? That God's name is one? We know that God is one. Is God's name one in the world? We've spoken about this in Tefillah talk. No, God's name is not one yet, according to Rashi. God's name will be one when? In future times, when the whole world accepts God's kingship. Okay? You gave us Yom Menucha U'Tishah L'Amchanatat. You gave us the restful Shabbat. Okay? And then we say at the end, Nakiru V'anecha V'yedu K'meitchaim L'Amchaim L'Amchaim Yedishu HaShemecha. And one day your children will recognize that you gave us the Shabbat, that you know the meaning of this. So atachad v'shimcha echad, is that talking about the present? No, this is talking about a messianic vision, which is associated with the future. Okay. So what do we have there? We have, what is this?
Future.
Bettina, what is this?
I have no idea.
This is what we call redemption. Right? In the future, God's name will be one. Right? So this is redemption. Okay. Right? This is about when God's name will be one. We speak about this on Shabbat afternoon. Right? Because Shabbat is like Me'ein Olam Haba. What is Shabbat? Shabbat is like a little sample of the redemption itself. It's Me'ein Olam Haba. And therefore, on Shabbat, as Shabbat's coming to a close by Mincha, we say, God, we hope that one day, just like we recognize you through your giving us Shabbat, through your creation of the world, we hope that the whole world will recognize you. So what do we have? What structure do we have built into the Tefillot of Shabbat? Creation, Torah, and then redemption. Okay, we have this in Shacharit. We have this in Arvit. Now let's look at the Shema quickly itself. Okay? We'll start backwards. What's the third paragraph of Shema about? L'man tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'tem kedoshim l'lekechem ani Hashem Elokechem Asher hotzeiti etchem me'aretz Mitzrayim Asher hotzeiti etchem me'aretz Mitzrayim. What's that about? Who took you out of Egypt? What's that about? Bettina, Asher Otzeiti Etchem Me'aretz Mitzrayim. What's that?
Redemption.
What?
Redemption.
That's redemption, right? So, Vayomer is about redemption. And what's Vayayim Shamoa about? Vayayim Shamoa Tishmol Mitzvotai. You have to listen to my Torah, my mitzvot. And if you do, I'll give you rain or desalination plants. And if you don't, then you'll be dry, right? So Vayayim Shamoa is about accepting the mitzvot of the Torah. We'll call it Kabbalat Mitzvot. Kabbalat Mitzvot. But this is the Torah, Kabbalat HaTorah, the mitzvah. Now what's the theme of Shema itself? Okay, we're doing something very important when we say Shema. It's called Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. We're accepting God's reign. Because God is the creator. Okay? So this also goes back to creation. Okay? Yafeh.
So, all of the things that we say,
yeah,
this is the only one that's pretty much the same pattern for during the week and on Shabbat.
It's not the only, you know, there are a lot of things that overlap on Shabbat and during the week, but we're seeing a theme between, you know, we're seeing a theme and it plays out Shacharit every morning, it plays out in Arvit, it plays out on Shabbat, and it plays out in the Shema itself. Okay? And so clearly there's a connection here. The first paragraph of Shema corresponds to the first brachot. The second paragraph corresponds to the second brachot. The third paragraph corresponds to the third brachot, Ga'al Yisrael. Everyone see that? That makes sense? Yeah? Raise your hand if you don't understand this. I'm happy to explain it again because we're gonna take this to the next level. You got this? Is this confusing or is this like... is it clarifying? Good. Okay. Now, there was a Jewish thinker by the name of Franz Rosenzweig. Anyone ever heard of Rosenzweig? Yeah? No? You heard about it. He wrote a book called, I think it's called The Jewish Star, if I'm not mistaken. He was a German Jewish philosopher. He was about to convert to Christianity. Crazy story. And someone sort of pulled him in. He says, fine, you know, I'll just go to Yom Kippur Tefillah. Like, just show up one more time before I do that. Okay? Because of that experience, he becomes a Baal Teshuvah. From going to Tefillah and Yom Kippur. Okay? Then he ends up writing works of Jewish philosophy. And Rosenzweig sort of articulates what was articulated by the earlier Rishonim, but he articulates this in a sort of philosophical sense. Okay? And he says that in Judaism, there are really three moments in time. Okay? There are three moments in Jewish thought. Moment number one is the Briah. What's the Briah?
Creation.
Creation. Moment number two is Hit Galut. So Briah is creation. What's Hit Galut? Le Galot. What's the Hit Galut?
Discover
the revelation. What was given at the revelation? The revelation at Har Sinai. What's given to us?
The Torah.
Moment number three is Geulah. And that's redemption. Right? What do we mean by these are the three moments in Jewish time? These are the three axes in our theology. First of all, that God created the world. Briat ha'olam. Okay? God created the world. But then God decided to have a connection with human beings and to reveal himself. How did he do that? By choosing the Jewish people and giving us the Torah. And the Torah is the mechanism through which we can then bring the Geula. And there are a lot of connections here because the world is created, but Geula is sort of like the final completion of the world. The world's created intentionally unfinished. Okay? And we then have an obligation to finish it. That's what Geula is. How do we bring the world from Briah to Geula? Through the Torah. Through the mechanism God gave us, which is the laws of the Torah. The values of the Torah. So we go from point one to point 3 with... Now, these are literally moments in time. God created the world, whatever, billion, zillion years ago. Geula will be at some point in the future. And then the Higalut was the revelation of Har Sinai. Okay? But these are also moments that repeat themselves in... No, sorry. Not only do they happen once, but they continually happen. Why? The Briah, what do we say in the Tefillot? HaMechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishit. God who renews creation every single day. So these are actually, that's always happening. God is always recreating the world. And then Hitgalut, we believe the Torah was given once, but there's actually a call to follow the Torah every single day. There's a bat call, according to the Mishnah, that calls to us every single day. You should follow the Torah. Right? And when are we reminded of this? Sort of when we say Shema. Okay? So, we receive the Torah once, but we're supposed to accept it upon us newly every single day. And then redemption happened once. It happened the first time with Yitziat Mitzrayim. But as we say in the Psukim, God is always redeeming us. God is, you know, redeems us on our, you know, it said explicitly. You redeemed us once, you redeemed our forefathers, you redeem us. So these not only happen once, they happen on a continual basis, okay? And they also happen in a person's life, okay? Because a person goes from, you know, you start out in the world, you're created, okay? And then a person gains insight, and they gain understanding. They encounter the Torah. And hopefully this will lead to a person's personal, individual redemption in life, where you find meaning, where you find significance, where you find purpose, mashma'ut. You have a mission, you have a misima, you have a shlichut. All of this also happens for an individual person. You start out as God's creation, you then move towards a sense of knowledge and understanding, and then it's your job to, and that understanding brings you ge'ula in life, and that's meaning. Okay, so this is true historically. It's true theologically. These are things that are constantly being reenacted. It's true nationally, okay, and it's also true individually, okay. And this is the structure that's built into the tefillah. We say this every single day, and I'm sure all of us have had this moments of where you feel a sense of redemption in your own life, moments of, wow, I'm really doing something meaningful. Or moments of highs, we'll call them religious highs in life, where you feel it could be, for some people, it could be when they made Aliyah. Wow, that was a redemptive moment in my life. Or it could be a moment where a person, you know, breaks down and calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or a moment where a person is able to say sorry to someone else. Or a person is able to exercise their true spiritual self. Those are moments of redemption. Or a person feels that they're really fulfilling their potential, where they grow in some ways, or they perform a new mitzvah, or they help someone. You help someone do a great chesed. That's a redemptive moment in life. Okay, we move back from, you know, we have redemptive moments. Not every moment is redemptive, but we try to redeem each moment, in each day, in each week, in each interaction, in each relationship. Okay, each encounter that we have with the world and with other people. Okay, so this is... And this also means that things can constantly renew themselves. Because a person can go back to that sense of the Torah. You go back to the Torah and then you could achieve another moment of redemption in life. Okay, sometimes you have to go back to the beginning, point A. And you continue on with, and you rebuild from there. This is the structure built into the tefillah. In the morning, in the night, Shabbat. We didn't get there, but it's also built into Tehillim Perek Yud Tet. Okay? Which we say every Shabbat. Hashamayim mesaprim kvod al maaseh ha-magid ha-arkiya. The world announces God's greatness. And then what do we say at the end of that paragraph of Tehillim? We also say, Torah Tashem Tamima Meshivat Nafesh. Again, the connection between nature and the Torah. And then we conclude, Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, God is my Redeemer. Okay, so I want you to think about this. I want you to hopefully you could fulfill this, actualize this on a daily basis, as you are reciting the tefillah on a daily basis. Yisher koach, and have a good night, everybody. Nice learning with you. Okay.